Church of Chattanooga?
Yeah, and that's what you made your pen to sign with ink out of.
Huh.
My brothers could make good ones when I was a kid. They could make one you could write as good with as you can any pen, but that didn't last too long before we could buy some.
Yeah. What would you used to drink from at a well or something?
A dipper is what we call it.
Dipper, yeah. And they were made out of?
Well, some were glass dippers, the best I remember. But I think we had a little wooden dipper, and I, you know, made out of the same thing I was telling you, the cedar dipper,
yeah,
with a handle to it. And then later along, way back there, people used just gourds,
uh-huh.
A little long handle gourd that growed like that. And that was it. Everybody had them for drinking things. Yeah, everybody. Every well had one hanging by it. So when you drew up a bucket of water, you dipped in there that gourd and got you a gourd of water.
Yeah. But if it was made out of some sort of metal.
Well, the first that I remember was a little tin, little metal kind of made out of something like tin. Never rust or nothing, but it was not this fancy metal we have this day and time, aluminum and things like that, no.
Yeah. Well, a dime,
what?
How much is a dime worth? Dime is worth?
Dime.
Dime is worth?
10 cents.
10 cents, right. Yeah. Okay. What would a man wear to church, Mr. on Sunday?
You know, wear it to church on Sundays?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you know what the best clothes you had.
Yeah, he'd wear.
They called it your Sunday clothes.
Yeah, but he'd put on a. Man would wear
a suit.
Suit, right.
But we always called, look out, that's your Sunday clothes. Don't get on with them on today.
And yeah. When you go out in the wintertime, you put on a.
Overcoat, a raincoat.
Yeah. Let's see, between your coat and your shirt sometimes you'd wear a...
That's what you call it, some people wore a vest.
Uh-huh.
But we used to have little slip-on knitted wool sweaters.
Uh-huh.
Slipped on under there.
What'd you call them?
It was called, let's see what they called, doggone thing. It was actually a little knitted sweater that didn't have no buttons or nothing on it. You just pushed your head out through it and slipped it over your arms. And
came off, cut off right here at your shoulder?
No, some of them would be down, short sleeves, but
yeah.
You know, seldom you'd ever have one that had long sleeves in it.
Mm-hmm. Did you call them cardigans?
No, we just called them sweaters is what we called them.
Yeah.
Slip-on sweaters when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. The suit then would have a coat, a vest, and a pair of
trousers.
Right.
Yeah. And
what would you wear when you're working around the barn? You'd wear
a coat or overalls most all the time.
Yeah. Did you wear those much?
Oh yeah. Raised them for years and years and years. And I never could wear these bib kind though.
Yeah.
I was too long waisted and they never made them long enough.
Uh-huh.
And so I always had to wear the cut off kind, you know, the belt, one of them to your belt. I couldn't wear my daddy's or older brother's, none of them. I'd put them on and they'd like that much, like 4 inches of buttoning. I had this too long a waist, see, and they never could get none to fit me. These coveralls that they got to make it. I finally found a pair here a while back, big enough for that fella's going to wrestle that nigger over there.
Muhammad Ali.
They're big enough to fit him, but I kept them to wear, you know, once, slip them on once in a while.
Yeah.
So.
And,